إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We begin, يا إخوان وأخوات, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of, and we begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Indeed, barakallahu feekum, as to the best of my understanding, barakallahu feekum, this is the first lecture of the series. We want to establish an usloob, barakallahu feekum, which is befitting. We want to establish an usloob, etiquettes and manners, which will show, barakallahu feekum, due respect to the ayat of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the ahadith of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, and to the statements of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum jami'a. So in general, we want to establish an usloob which is befitting to the talib ilm, to the student of knowledge. And indeed, as it comes in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that was Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, he approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of a man, in the form of a man whose hair was exceedingly black and whose clothes were exceedingly white. The mannerisms of his seeking knowledge and sitting, فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ وَوَضَعَ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى فَقِذَيْهِ. He combined his knees to the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he placed his hands upon his thighs. A Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, he mentioned that indeed we benefit from this hadith as to the mannerisms of the student of knowledge and how he should sit in the sittings of knowledge. And that is that he should sit in close proximity to the teacher. And this forces the student, barakallahu feekum, to pay attention, to stay focused, and to benefit with the greatest amount of benefit. So hence the first thing we ask, barakallahu feekum, is that the brother should move up and sit close and not be distanced. For indeed, these were the mannerisms of the Salaf al-Salih in seeking knowledge from their teachers. And we do not say this, ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, in thinking that the du'at and the brothers that will present at this seminar are deserving of this respect. But without a doubt, the books that will be used and the mashayikh from whose books we will benefit are undoubtedly worthy of this respect. Indeed, ya ikhwan, Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to the house of his brother Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu one day, and he saw his wife, Darda, dressed in clothes that were not in the best of shape. So he questioned her as to her state. And she reminded Salman al-Farisi that indeed your brother Abu Darda has no need for this dunya, for the life of this world. So when Abu Darda came, he had some food prepared for Salman al-Farisi, and he said to him, "Eat, for indeed I am fasting." Salman al-Farisi said, "I will not eat until you eat," forcing Abu Darda to break his fast. When night fell, he said, after setting up some bedding and a place to sleep for Salman al-Farisi, he said, "Sleep, for indeed I will pray." Salman al-Farisi said, "I will not sleep until you sleep." So on the first occasion, Salman al-Farisi prohibited Abu Darda from continuing his fast. And on the second occasion, he prohibited him from praying at night. When the last third of the night approached, he awoke Abu Darda and they both got up and they prayed. At the end of this, Salman al-Farisi said to Abu Darda, "Inna lillahi alayka haqqa, وَلِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّا وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّا فَأْتِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ." He said, "Indeed, Allah has a right upon you, and your family has a right upon you, And you yourself have a right upon yourself. فَأْتِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. So give each party, everyone that has a right upon you, give them their due right. Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned this to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, قَدْ صَدَقَ سَلْمَانِ. Indeed, Salman has spoken the truth. Indeed, Ya Ikhwan, our families, whether you are speaking from the point of view of the man or from the point of view of the woman, whether you are speaking from the point of view of the parents, or you are speaking from the point of view of the children, indeed we have rights upon each other. And those rights are based and they stem from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed the one who does not complete the rights of Allah shall not complete the rights of anyone other than Allah, Jalla wa Ala. And the most famous ayah that indeed can be mentioned is the statement of Allah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. O you who believe, save your families from the fire whose fuel is men and stones. Upon it are severe angels. This is the first right that our families have upon us, Ya Ikhwan. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. Save your families from being fuel to the fire of al-Jahannam. Ibn Jarir rahimahullah ta'ala brings on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu regarding the meaning of this ayah. That indeed he said, اِعْمَلُوا بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوا مَعَاصِيَ اللَّهِ. Act upon obedience to Allah and fear being disobedient to Allah. وَمَرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِإِمْتِثَالِ الْأَوَامِرِ وَالسَّلَابِ النَّوَاهِ. Order your children to complete the obligations and to refrain from what has been prohibited. فَذَلِكُمْ وَقَايَتُهُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. Because that is what is going to save them from the fire. That is what is going to save them from the fire. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said regarding the meaning of this ayah, عَلِّمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمُ الْخَيْرِ وَأَدِّبُوهُمْ. Teach yourselves and your families that which is good, and reprimand them. أَدِّبُوهُمْ. So this ayah establishes an obligation of not only distancing ourselves, but distancing our children and our wives and our husbands and our parents from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the meaning, ya ikhwan, of at-taqwa. This is the meaning of at-taqwa. Establishing a protection for yourself from the punishment of Allah by completing the orders of Allah and refraining from His prohibitions. Indeed, ya ikhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon the parents, and specifically upon the men, that they should save themselves and their families from the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, مَرُّ أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ لِسَبَعِ وَضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا لِعَشَرٍ. Order your children to establish the salah at the age of 7. And then if they do not establish it, then beat them at the age of 10. Ya ikhwan, Al-Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, he writes that indeed this mas'uliyah, this responsibility of our children, this responsibility of taking care of our children is of great importance in the religion of Al-Islam. Especially in this time, when the fitan have increased, when trials and tribulations have increased, and the religion has become something strange. The callers to falsehood have become numerous. That indeed it is incumbent upon the father that he should act as a shepherd when taking care of his children. For indeed, if he becomes negligent, without a doubt, his herd will be eaten by the wolf. And this starts, the Shaykh writes, this starts by picking a wife that is righteous. By picking a wife that has religion, that has excellent etiquette, because indeed it is the mother which raises the children. She is the first teacher of our children. For this reason, Islam places this importance upon women. Because if the women of a community are corrected, then the children of that community will be corrected. But if the women are corrupted, then that community from its base and from its core will be corrupted. Because it is not the men that spend time with the children, it is the women that spend time with the children. Hence it is important that they are at the forefront of seeking knowledge of the religion of Islam. Because they are the ones that establish this foundation for our children. Ya ikhwan, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولِدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Allahu Akbar. مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجزانه. Every child is born upon a natural inclination towards the truth. Every child is born upon the fitrah. Every single child is born upon the fitrah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانُهُ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانُهُ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانُهُ. It is the parents that make it into a Jew or into a Christian or into a Majusi, into a Zoroastrian. So indeed, from the hikmah of Allah and from the mercy of Allah, all children are born upon the fitrah, upon a natural inclination towards the truth. Hence it is the parents that distort that path. It is the parents that change that path. If the parents were to continue upon what Allah created the children upon, then the children shall continue upon the straight path. Hence, Ya Ikhwan, it is important that when we are speaking of our children, we are giving importance to their tarbiyah. We are giving importance to raising them correctly, keeping them from the sittings of evil and the sittings that waste their time, from those sittings that will increase their laziness, from those sittings that have in it evil speech. It is important that the father should order his children to refrain from those sittings. And from sitting with companions that will call him towards corruption. And not providing him with those tools that will aid him in ruining himself. Ya Ikhwan, on many occasions we find the parents, their love for their children blinds them from the fact that indeed guidance is in the hands of Allah. And that the tarbiyah, looking after their children, holds great importance in the religion. For indeed, even the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they were known to advise their children. And indeed, barakallahu feekum, we find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam advising his children. And as it is known, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, his children were from amongst the Anbiya. His grandchildren were from amongst the Anbiya. When he said to his people, أَعْتَدِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, I am leaving you and what you call upon other than Allah, وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي, and I will call upon my Lord, عَسَىٰ أَن لَا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. And indeed, that I should not be unblessed in my call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla wa ala, he says, فَلَمَّا اَعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. When he left off his family,
for the sake of Allah. فَلَمَّا اَعْتَزَلَهُمَ مَا يَعْمُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ
When he migrated for them, left them off, and left off what they worshipped along with Allah,
وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ
We gave him as a reward for that. إِسْحَاقَ and يَعْقُوبَ
يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced the family of Ibrahim with another family.
Where he migrated from one family and abandoned them and left them off because of their disobedience to Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah rewarded him with that with another family. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ
We gave him Ishaq and we gave him Ya'qub.
But that was it. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا
And each one of them we made into a prophet.
As a reward for him leaving off
that which was displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was not one who took for granted the state of his children. Rather he was known to continuously make dua. And he said, وَجُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ
O Allah, save me and my children from worshipping idols.
Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Khalilullah, making dua, O Allah, save me from worshipping idols. Save my children Ismail and Ishaq from worshipping idols. Allahu Akbar.
رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي
You shall make dua, O Allah, make me one who establishes the salah, make my children from those that establish the salah.
Ibrahim,
رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ
O Allah, make me a Muslim for you, make me submissive for you, and make my children submissive to you.
Used to make dua,
رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ
O Allah, give me a righteous lineage.
Indeed, you are one who hears the supplications.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَوَصَّى بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ
وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ
And Ibrahim, he used to advise his children as did Yaqub.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينِ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ
O my children, Allah has chosen for you a religion, so do not die except that you are Muslims.
This is the advice that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is giving to his children. Ismail and Ishaq, giving importance to raising them correctly.
Yani what they used to give importance to for their children, ya ikhwan, was their religious well-being.
They used to give importance to, do my children know who their Lord is?
Do my children know whom they should worship?
Do my children know what they should die upon?
This is what they used to give importance to.
Other than that, was secondary to this.
It was secondary to these points.
Even upon their deathbeds, They were not worried about the financial well-being of their children. They were not worried about the social well-being of their children, or the political well-being of their children, or the educational well-being of their children. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءِ إِذْ هَدَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Were you present when death came to Ya'qub? Were you present when death came to Ya'qub? When he said to his children, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. What are you going to worship after me? قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إله واحد ونحن له مسلمون. They said, indeed we will worship your God and we will worship the God of your forefathers Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq. Indeed none is worthy of worship except he, and we are submissive to him. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that when the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealed, قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Save yourselves and your families from the fire, a fire whose fuel is men and stones. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood and he advised his family. He advised his uncles and he advised his aunts. And at the end of it, he advised his daughter. And he said to her, Ya Fatima, Salini mal mali ma shi'ti, la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. O Fatima, ask me of my wealth what you please. I do not own anything with Allah for you. He said, and he said, Ya ma'ashar al-Quraysh, ishtaru anfusakum min an-nar, la ughni ankum min Allahi shay'a. O people of Quraysh, ransom yourselves from the fire. I do not own anything with Allah for you. Yani, do not depend that you are related to the prophets of Allah, that your relationship to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will cause you to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. لا أغني عنكم من الله شيئا. I do not own anything with Allah for you. O Fatima, Ya Fatima, salini min mali ma shi'ti, la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. Ask me of my wealth what you please, but I do not own anything with Allah for you. Ya Ikhwan, our relationship to our children, that your children were born in Muslim households, does not guarantee them anything. Does not guarantee them anything. Their relationship to you does not guarantee them anything. But rather, what guarantees you anything in front of Allah is a taqwa. What guarantees you anything in front of Allah is righteous good deeds. Al-Bir, These are what you need in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than that, then relationships have nothing to do. You being related to this individual or that individual does not earn you the right into al-Jannah. The Salaf used to say, that if this was the case, then look at the state of Abu Lahab, who was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then look at the state of Salman al-Farisi. Look at the state of Salman al-Farisi, who was not related to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh, he writes, أيها الآباء إنكم تحرسون أشد الحرص على ذهاب أولادكم للمدارس He said, Oh you fathers, you put forth the greatest amount of diligence in sending your children to college or to schools and colleges so that they may learn the affairs of this dunya. That they should not miss a single day of school. فَمَا بَالُكُمْ لَا تَهْتَمُّونَ بِهُضُورِهِمْ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى Then what is wrong with you that you do not have that same diligence in your children going to the masajid? You do not have that same diligence in taking them to the masjid for the salah. إِنَّ حُضُورَهُمْ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ يُفِيدُهُمْ آدَابًا حَسَنًا وَأَخْلَاقًا فَاضِلَةً وَمُحَبَّةً لِلْخَيْرِ وَبُعْدًا عَنِ الشَّرِّ Indeed, if you were to have the same diligence in sending them to the masajid, you would see them increase in good manners, in a noble character, in their love of good, and in distancing themselves from that which is evil. حضورهم في المساجد في المساجد ينشأهم على الطاعة والمخالفة للصالحين وفيه مصالح كثيرة فلما لا تهتمون به If you were to pay attention to bring them to the masajid of Allah, you will find them, it will bring them towards obedience. It will give them righteous good companions. In it is an abundance of good, so why do you not give importance to this? You leave off your children when you go to the masajid of Allah. And your children are in your homes. At times they are not even establishing the salah. So have these schools and these madaris become more important than the masjid? Are their studies more important than the salah? What are you teaching your children? أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ Are you pleased with the life of this world over the hereafter? Then indeed the pleasures of this life in comparison to the hereafter are minute. Ya Ikhwan,
This affair, barakallahu feekum, of raising our children. And raising them upon righteousness and upon obedience and upon knowledge is without a doubt of great importance. For indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time does not come except that it is worse than the time that preceded it. So the trials and tribulations that you saw in your lives, imagine ya ikhwan, the trials and tribulations that they will see in their lives. And indeed, if you do not ready them with the ammunition that they need, if you do not prepare them with the ammunition they need to survive and to combat these trials and tribulations, then ya ikhwan, Allahu yubarik feekum, you might as well slaughter them with your own hands. You might as well slaughter them with your own hands. Because that will be more merciful than leaving them to those times without what they need to protect themselves. Ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, this is that time to benefit. Because on that day, no one will stand for the affair of another. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On that day, when every man will run away from his brother, he will run away from his father and from his mother, he will run away from his wife and his children, each man on that day will have his own affair to worry about. He won't be worried about anyone else. That mother, ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, who in this life is ready to sacrifice her last breath, her last drop of blood in her body for her children, on that day will not give any importance. So give this affair importance, ya ikhwan, barakallahu feek. These children are a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have been given the responsibility. And at the head of that responsibility is reminding them of the purpose of their creation. And raising them upon righteousness, upon piety, and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah ta'ala, will suffice with this. Until tomorrow, hadha wa sallallahu wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wallahu yubarik fikum wa yajzikum Allahu khairan.